I don't believe there's an exact formula to that. Every team's different. This is a group. We don't have any NCAA tournament experience. So I want the guys to enjoy it, relax a little bit, but also let them know we've got a job to do. They handled the conference tournament well. I thought they approached each ball game, you know, with a degree of professionalism and were ready to go. I thought the older guys got the freshmen focused and ready to go. So I'm not worried about this group. It's a small group. You know, we're playing eight guys, and Gabe and James Cooper are two additional players. Walk-ons are always focused. So they'll be ready to go. We just got to make sure we execute and make sure we hit a few shots.
We're here in the middle.
Coach Nick Orsini with KUZI. Now that you've had a couple days to look at South Carolina, what sticks out on film?
Their physicality. They're a very good defensive team. Big-bodied. You can tell they're older guys. Share the ball really well. Really like the way they pound the boards.
Right here up front?
Just a very experienced team.
Sorry, Coach, up front.
Alan Cole, GamecockScoop.com with Rivals, sticking with South Carolina. What have you seen from Lamont Paris and the coaching job he's done this year? And did you know him at all before you got the South Carolina job?
Not really. And we're probably a lot like them. We didn't see them play much, and they probably didn't stay up and watch us. So, you know, we weren't very familiar with them, but very impressed with their wins. Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi State, you know, those are teams that you catch every now and then. But, again, very impressive wins, strong conference. And, again, just their physicality and their experience level, I think, gets anybody's attention.
Over here to the right.
Matt DiMarinas, White and Blue Review. Coach Altman, I apologize because I know this isn't your focus, at least not immediately. But seeing Creighton here with the highest seed they've ever had next to their name, knowing what you helped build and the sustainability that Mac has kind of handed off from you, is there any pride left in seeing the way they've kind of been able to manage that since you left?
Well, you know, probably as my local media asked me that, and it's probably my ego, but yes. I take great pride in it. Spent 16 years there. Loved working at Creighton. Love Omaha. I'm from Nebraska. So, and Greg's done a great job. Unbelievable. Moving to the Big East. It is fun watching them be successful. And I about threw my glass through the TV last year when they called that foul. And, I wanted them to go to the Final Four so bad. So, you don't spend 16 years at a place, and just because I left doesn't mean I don't love it. I'm really happy for them. Bruce Rasmussen, who I worked there for 16 years, Greg, those guys have done a great job. And I hope we play them. That means we both won. But again, it's tournament time, and I love Oregon. You know, I hope I feel, and the people feel the same way, you know, when my time's done at Oregon. I know I'll feel the same way about Oregon as I do about Creighton. I'll want them to be successful and keep it going.
Right over here.
Yeah, just going off that, Coach. McDermott said that you will probably have a sea of blue cheering for you tomorrow. What does that mean for you, knowing that, again, you spent so much time there, but they'd like to see you still succeed?
Well, you know, they were unbelievable to me the 16 years that we were there. You know, the first 3 years were really tough trying to get it going. They had three really bad years before we got there, and, you know, it took us a while to get it going. But the people stayed with us. And so, again, I left there, and I still love the place, still do, still cheer for them. A lot of good friends back in Omaha. My wife and I, Reva, we're both from Nebraska. And, you know, we spent 16 years there, raised our kids there, so a lot of special feelings. But again, I'm having those same feelings about Oregon, you know, 14 years into it. You know, our whole family has moved out there, and we've made that our home now. So, you know, two really special places, and I'm just fortunate to spend 30 years at two great schools.
Right in the middle.
Being here in the gym today, what are the biggest takeaways you want your guys to get from being able to get some shots up and get the lay of the land in this facility?
Just get a feel. We'll do some live things. We'll probably be different than a lot of teams. We'll do a few live up and downs, just try to get our legs. Long flight yesterday. So, we got to get up and down a little bit and get the energy going again. But, it's going to be a physical game, and our freshmen got to figure that and get ready for that. Boards are going to be really important. If they get second shots, we're really in trouble. I just hope our guys are ready for that physicality. But, I think UCLA prepared us for that. Arizona's a physical team. We got some physical teams out west also. So I think we're prepared for it, but this will be a different scenario, a different situation, and I hope our guys are ready for that.
Right here up front.
Justin Guerrero, Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Dana, when you find yourself here on the heels of winning a conference tournament, and just looking into the immediate past, having beaten some tough teams, Arizona, Colorado, does that create a wave at all that you guys can ride in here, or are you guys better suited maybe keeping that fully in the past and just focusing on the future as opposed to drawing from those wins?
No, I want to draw from those wins. I think we did some really good things. We got the ball to Dante. That was a good thing. We want to draw from those things that we did well. We need some more contributions from some of our guys. They got to get some more loose balls, got to get a few more rebounds. Defensively, some of our guys got to do a little better job. But, I want those guys to feel good about themselves coming in. We know we're going to have to play really well. We knew we had to play really well in the three games in Vegas. There was, UCLA was playing good. Arizona was playing good. Colorado had won 8 or 9 in a row, so we knew we had to play well there. And we know we're going to have to play well tomorrow.
Right here to the right.
Drew Von Sayo, College Basketball Review. Coach, you mentioned it a few minutes ago about that long flight into Pittsburgh. And, you got to get some of the guys up and moving a little bit more. How does that affect your preparation for tomorrow, knowing that there's a significant travel advantage in South Carolina's favor?
It's just part of the game. It's part of the tournament. Someone's got to travel. And so I don't think it's that big a deal because they let you come out. If we were flying out today, then it might. But, we flew out. We got plenty of time. Our guys will adjust. And so I'm not worried about it. I don't think the guys are. We got in yesterday, worked out last night, and had a good night's sleep, tried to get adjusted to the time difference, and the guys will get a good workout today. And I being able to come out on Tuesday, getting ready for a Thursday game, I don't think it's a factor at all.
Right here in the middle.
Coach, we saw during the cinematic recap, Dylan Brooks had sent you a text, but after the Arizona game, now that you've had a couple days, obviously you're here, have you heard from any of the former players? And if you have any message that you can share?
We've heard from a lot of players. Our players, and then that's not only the players that have played for us the last 14 years, Luke Rednauer, Freddie Jones, a number of players that played for Coach Kent and before we got to Oregon. They all follow. Once a duck, always a duck. But no, Brooks, probably the most vocal, but Chris Duarte, all of them have texted. Peyton, the guys that played for us. Heard from a lot of Creighton players, saying they hope we win one. As a coach, you take great pride in the fact that those guys want to be part of the program, and they know how important they were to the program. And I remind them every time I get a text from them, we wouldn't be where we're at without them. And when we don't play well, they let us know. And when we play well, they let us know. And that's a good thing, because that means they're invested and following what we do.
Back row, AP.
Dana, Will Graves, Associated Press. As a coach who's been on both sides of, you're at a mid-major when it was a, quote, mid-major for a long time. Obviously, you're now in a power conference. Expansion looks like it's coming. As a coach, as a fan of the game, do you want to see if they add 4-8, some of those split, between positions and schools that are mid, quote, mid-majors, or do you see it as giving it to schools and power conferences that might have finished a little further down the ladder?
I think the committee's got a really tough job. I've never once been negative about any decision the committee's made. It's a tough job. Rob's been on the football committee. It's a tough job there. It's a tough job on the basketball committee. And I know people that are on that committee, they got great integrity. They want what's best for college basketball. There's no doubt in my mind. So I would never, and I have never, said anything negative about any decision they've made. It's a tough job. We have our chance to prove what we can do during the season. And if they judge that it's not the right stuff, not the right criteria, I just got to live with it. So, again, I think it's a really tough job. The people who are on that committee, I know, take it very seriously. They want to do what's best for college basketball. You can check my record. I've never said anything negative. Been on the wrong side of it, been on the right side of it. You have your chance during the year. If the committee is in your favor, great. If they choose not to, that's just part of it.
Got time for a couple more. Back right.
James Kirby from the Oregonian. Dana, we asked you about Stubbs, but wanted to ask you about Josh, and with now Robert McCollum being let go at Florida A&M, just how much of the band getting back together will be possible here in the weeks and months ahead?
I don't know. I got to finish this year, and then I'll sit down with Rob and Eric and, talk about our staff, what direction we want to go. We've got so many new things coming in with the portal and the NIL, and now the change to the Big Ten, a lot of change. And I'm not sure what direction we'll go, but after the tournament, like I said, I'll sit down with Rob, Eric, and try to get a direction, try to put the best staff together. I know we have challenges ahead of us, and winning the tournament to get in is great, but, we want to be better. We've got to have a deeper team. We've been really hit by injuries the last few years. And the depth of our team and now with travel, the depth of our team is going to be even more important, I think. So we've got a lot of things to discuss. And I've been thinking about them for a long time. Wasted a lot of paper writing down a lot of notes. But as soon as the season's over, I'll sit down and talk with the administration and see what direction we need to go.
And you've spoken about Jermaine's impact, obviously, on the court, and it's been very significant. How have you gone about learning, as a coach, a player's background off the court, Dana, with Jermaine, with him, with his mom, with how he grew up in the neighborhood he grew up in, the things he had to watch and endure, not just about transferring from South Carolina or SAT scores, but about life? And are you drawn to players like him who happen to come from some pretty tough backgrounds, because you've had a lot of successful guys who happen to have that?
Well, guys that don't have all the advantages that I did growing up, and they need you a little bit more, sometimes you do get a little closer to them. You know, come from all different backgrounds. I grew up in a real little town, and mom and dad, and, you know, always had money in my pocket, a car to drive. You know, we didn't have much money, but my dad was great. And, you know, so you realize that there's so many different backgrounds and so many hardships that guys got to overcome. And, you know, people who just sit there and judge, well, you know, he should be able to do this or he should be able to do that. You know, they don't see some of the economic backgrounds these guys come from and the tough areas they grow up in, and socially how much difference there is between some of our players. And so, again, you get closer with some of the guys, and some guys don't need you. You know, off the floor, they, you know, they got great parents, they got a great background, and, you know, and some guys need you a little bit more. Now, Jermaine, he doesn't need me because he's old. You know, he's mature. He's been around the block. But getting to know his mother and his uncle, his family, and has been great. And, you know, when he does need me, I'm there. But, you know, he's a lot different than an 18, 19-year-old freshman who might be going through some of the things that he's gone through. But, you know, he's very loyal to his mother. Raven's great, and just great family. But again, the different backgrounds that guys come from, you know, we got two guys from Mali who are a long way from home, and heck, Dante hadn't been home for 7 years until he went home last summer. I can't even imagine, you know, coming over to our country at 14 and not going home for six, seven years. So you got a lot of different backgrounds and a lot of different situations, and you try to be there for all of them. Some of them want you to be around. Others, you know, kind of keep their distance. And as a coach, you know, that's your job to figure that out, because relationships are a big part of it.
Our last question is going to come from Zoom. Chris?
Hi, Coach. This is Chris Heidel from Herbison Radio in Baltimore. I don't know if this question was asked, but taking on South Carolina, what do they look like? I know you played in the Pac-12. Is there anybody similar to them in the Pac-12, or how do you get ready for a team that you never faced?
I told the fellas that I think they're kind of a combination between UCLA and Washington State. UCLA's physical, big-bodied like them. But I think they score a little bit more like Washington State. So, you know, two good teams that gave us problems, you know, throughout the year. So we know we're going to have to play well. But if I had to, you know, compare them to a team out west, defensively a lot like UCLA, and offensively kind of similar to Washington State.